Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server marketing here. And in this video, you're going to actually see a demo of containers. A lot of people are talking about containers, but here on OEM TV, we're giving you a demo. So I hope you enjoy this. In this demo video, Paul is going to take you step by step through the entire container creation process. And by the way, if you haven't seen the introductory video to containers that Paul did, it's one of the best videos that I think he's done. It really talks about the basics of containers. What is a container? How's it different from Hyper-V? And, you know, just container terminology. So if you're not familiar with all the container terminology, be sure you check out the previous video. In this video, Paul's going to be taking a step-by-step through the process. He's going to install the Docker module and the packages. Just using PowerShell that you know and love. He's going to be deploying a container and a Hyper-V container. He'll download a container image, a server core image to run IIS. And wouldn't it be awesome if he could actually do a Hello World web page inside a Windows Server container? You know you want to see that. Hello World is how we roll things out here. So be sure to stick around to the end so you can see Hello World running from within inside a container. Very cool stuff, Paul. I hope you all enjoy the video. See you next time on OEM TV.
And hello, everyone. In this quick demo, we're going to look at installing Docker and then deploying a container. And then we're going to create a container and modify it. And then we'll create a container in Hyper-V. So here we are on Windows Server 2016 Data Center Evaluation Edition. And you can see I've got Process Explorer here for a little bit later. I've got the Hyper-V Manager so that actually Hyper-V role is installed. And then the Server Manager and obviously PowerShell and the PowerShell ISE. So the first thing we need to do is install the OneGet Provider PowerShell module, which worked with providers to perform the installation of the Docker provider. First, we open PowerShell and run it as an administrator. And then we'll install the module. The name of the module is the Docker Microsoft Provider, and the repository is the PowerShell Gallery. So it's going out to the PowerShell Gallery and bringing this down, and when it happens, there we go, installing the provider. And there we're done. So we installed the module, and now we have to install the Docker package. Then we get this choice. You know, packages come from a package source that is not marked as trusted. Are you sure you want to install software from Docker default? And we're going to say yes to all. And then it requests a restart. And we're back, so let's go ahead and do a restart of the system and do Windows Update as well. So I'm going to go ahead and pause again because this is a lengthy process. So we have a Defender update. And so let's just go ahead and do that single update and then let it run. And I'll be back. Okay, so our update of Defender happened. Everything's ready to go. Exit, get back into a command line. Now we've been through the process of installing Docker and then updating the system and restarting. So how would we know Docker's running? Well, let's take a look really quickly using Process Explorer to see if we actually have a Docker executable running on our system. And there it is right there. Okay, there it is. There's location, how you tell it to run. All right, so we've got Docker on the machine. What we want to do now is actually run or deploy our first container. So this is a Docker run command, and it's going to run this Microsoft/.NET samples .NET app-nano server. And what that will do is it'll bring up a container that starts and then exits very, very quickly. What we're going to see is that it's got to go out and get that sample from the repository. And there you have it. It runs very, very quickly, outputs some things to the screen, and then exits. So we're right back to the command prompt. Let's go ahead and run that again, just so you can see it. So we issue the command, it starts it, outputs to the screen, and then exits. So now we want to manually create a container image. And for this example, we're going to deploy an IIS container from a pre-created IIS image. And once the container's been deployed, I'll be working in a shell session from within the container. This image will be based on Windows Server Core, so it's going to take a while to download once I get it going. And so we'll use a different Docker run command to run the Microsoft IIS container. And you can see that it couldn't find it locally, so now it's pulling from the repository. And it's quite large, so 4.07 gigabytes and then more. And so we're going to go ahead and take a break and then come back after it's done pulling it. So the pull from the repository is complete, and now it's doing its extracting. Okay, so that pull is now complete. All of the image layers have been downloaded, and now the container is ready to go. So let's go ahead and get a command prompt into that container. So there we are. We're at the C prompt. And there are a bunch of things we can do. We can take a look inside the container. And then let's see if we can take a look at the network interface. What's going on with the network interface? Because this is a web server container, so we've got an IPv4 address, let's go ahead and take a look at this in a browser. So if we refresh this, this is the default homepage of that IIS instance, and I think you'll recognize it. Let's go ahead and minimize that. And what we want to do next is we want to actually delete that start page. Why don't we take a look at where the iisstart.htm page is actually located? So there it is, iisstart.htm and the graphics file that's associated with it. Let's see if we can delete the iisstart.htm page. Okay, is it gone? Oh my goodness, it's gone. So from here, let's see if we can replace that with this. And if we go to the web page and refresh, let's see what happens. And there it is. So we actually modified the IIS site with a series of commands in that container. Let's minimize this and then get back in the container and go ahead and exit the container. Okay, so we're now out of the container and back to PowerShell. Now let's look quickly at a container running in Hyper-V. You can see that it's Docker run, and then the isolation is Hyper-V, and it will be Nano Server and then also open up a command shell. So the image or the container was not local, so it's pulling from Microsoft/nano server repository, And this one shouldn't take too long because it is NanoServer and it's a lot smaller than Server Core. But we'll go ahead and pause this and come back when it's done. So that pull is complete. It did its extracting and now it's running, so we can see what's inside this NanoServer container. Because this container is actually running in Hyper-V isolation, let's go ahead and see if we can see something via resource monitor. And here you have the virtual machine worker process.exe. So that would be the container that's actually running in the virtual machine worker process of Hyper-V. So we've installed Docker, we deployed our first container, then created a container and modified it, and then we created a container in Hyper-V. So thank you very much for watching.